If you want to hit next level, you got to think next level. Let's go. Welcome to the JG3 Project. I'm your host, James Gordon III, aka JG3. I'm on a mission each and every day to become the best version of myself that I can. That requires hitting next levels, which requires taking massive action. If that sounds like you, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
All right, what's up, JG3 Nation? What's going on? This is your boy, James Gordon, right here. And you can tell in my voice, probably don't sound the best, right? You know, you see the name of this episode right here, Do the Work Despite. I want to provide some clarity on what that really means. You know, I've been blessed to be a part of a great network of high performers, high achievers, small business owners, entrepreneurs, the like. And we've got this saying in our group, and it's Do the Work Despite. So you hear that tossed out and about as if it's just some catchphrase that's on your success journey. And for the most part, most people do not take this, you know, in full stride. Do the work despite, we do the work despite. I woke up feeling like shit this morning. Straight up truth, man. Did not feel like doing anything. But my business is not going to allow me to take the day off. My goals do not allow me to take the day off. My family doesn't allow me to take the day off, okay? It's raining out here. Hell, you might even be able to hear it in the background as I'm recording this podcast episode. It's just a shitty day, you know? And there was a part of my life when I would wake up on a day like this with a fucking cold and say, ah, shit, what a shitty day. It's raining out there. Kids going back to school here in a couple days. Might as well just take the day off, find an excuse, you know, take the day off, and go catch up on some school supplies, God knows what, okay? But my point is, we're not on that mindset right now. That's the old me. I'm hoping that's the old you. So do the work despite the clarity behind that is despite what's happening in your life, what challenges come at you, what roadblocks are put in front of you, whether that's being sick, whether it's just don't feel good, you don't feel right, you know, you have to make the decision on how important it is to you to keep pushing through. Now, I'm not out here suggesting that if you woke up with fucking COVID-19 or, you know, pneumonia, that you just jump out the hospital bed and do the work despite, okay? There's reality behind understanding what your body needs, what type of rest it needs, how you're really feeling. But we all make fun of the man flu, you know, to a large degree. That's a real thing, folks. I tell you what, some of my boys will tell you that is true too, man, because it gives you the excuse. Man, a little sinus pressure, okay? That's me right now, a little sinus pressure. A little sore throat, man, a little scratchy. Now, I'm not going to go put myself in a position where I'm trying to endanger others from getting sick. That is not my advice. That is not my suggestion. But I'm going to go into my office. I'm going to close the door. I'm going to get to work. It doesn't matter. And then I will hit the gym when I'm done with my work session today. Because I've got goals. And a freaking cold isn't going to put that shit on hold for me. And I don't want it to put shit on hold for you. So this is going to be one of those quick hit podcasts today on my success journey. Hopefully this is relating to a lot of you out there on your success journey, that despite how you're feeling, despite what the world's throwing at you, sometimes you just got to get up and get shit done. It's as simple as that. Because guess what? That 8 to 10 hour day that I'm about to go put in right now at the office, the 10-year ago me wouldn't have done that, and I would just be 8 to 10 hours behind playing catch-up, running around like a chicken with its head cut off, over this upcoming weekend trying to figure out how to get shit done. Well, guess what I'm doing this weekend? You know, a lot of you are on that grind, and I get it. You know, grinding 60 hours, and maybe that's the path that you need to be on. I'm not on that path. I built my business, so I don't have to be on that path, okay? My weekends are for me. My weekends are for my family. Of course, if something pops up, maybe I got some deadlines and a proposal I got to get to for the following Monday, I'm going to do the work despite. But by design, I've designed my business and my life right now, so I have basically a 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. work schedule, and I don't work weekends. First of all, I work. I just don't work in my business traditionally, okay? I've designed all of that. So this weekend, I wake up on a day like today and I feel kind of shitty and I don't want to get stuff done. Or, oh, maybe I'll just get my excuse to work a half day. Nah, I'm going to Biloxi, Mississippi to watch one of my boys in the Bare Knuckle Fighting League, man. Come out of retirement, man. A group of us are going to go down there to support his ass. Which means I have to get my responsibilities and my objectives, my tasks all taken care of between today, Monday, through Thursday. Because Friday, I'm checking out. So that's what we're talking about when we're saying do the work despite. I know this resonates with many of you, and I know many of you listening to this as well can relate to this. You've been in that situation. We've all done it, first of all. Let's not try to act like we're on this hustle and grind, you know, game 7 days a week, 365. You know, because that's just not the case. That's just not the case. You have absolutely tapped out at some point in your life, and I want you to listen to this podcast and think about that moment, reflect on it, and say, was I really that sick? Was my body really telling me to take the day off? Did my wife, did my family, did the employees, did my business, did everybody just give me that excuse to take it off? Because that's what we do here. Or did I really need it? Because I also believe in maybe taking a mental health day for yourself. You know, maybe getting that extra rest here and there. But you got to plan that. You got to structure and organize your week to accommodate that. Not just wake up when it's not on the schedule or plan and say, ah, fuck it. I ain't going in today. Don't feel like it. I know that makes sense to most of you. Thanks for checking this out and listening. I really appreciate all of you jumping on this reboot with me for the JG3 Project. I want to make a quick announcement, and that is my full feature podcast, The Golden Hour, is coming out very soon. Stay tuned for that. This is going to be a podcast unlike this off the cuff with JG3 concept where I come on here and in 5 to 10 minutes talk about the things that I'm battling with on my success journey. This will be a full Q&A session with high-performing entrepreneurs, business owners, coaches, consultants from a wide variety of different businesses, different categories, different types of impact. And we're going to talk to each one and spend about 45 minutes to an hour with each one and talk about their goals, their goal orientation. How do they set those up? What was that defining moment for them that said, I knew that I was different and needed to pursue this passion? That's the general concept, man. Y'all stay tuned for that. The Golden Hour coming soon. Until the next one.
If you're a JG3 podcast subscriber, let me tell you, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. If you have not already, please head on over to iTunes. Check out the podcast right there and write me a review, a 5-star review if you don't mind. And then like, share, comment. Get this out to the masses, man. Let's help grow the JG3 Project and get everybody on the best track to becoming the most elite version of themselves by hitting the next level. Until the next one.